So close your eyes. It's probably best if you uncross your legs. If you're cold, you might want to get a blanket. You want to be grounded with your feet and having a reasonably straight posture and feeling fairly comfortable. It's not at all necessary to torture oneself with the lotus posture or anything like that. So nice and comfortable, relaxed. And we're going to begin with mindfulness of breathing. So bring your attention to the breath. Notice the sensation of the breath coming in at the nostril. What does that sensation feel like? What's the experience of that sensation? Is there some coolness? Is there a feeling of movement or vibration? Can you feel warmth as the breath goes out again? Bringing the attention from the nostril, following the breath down into the lungs. Can you feel the breath going into the lungs? Expansion, contraction, rising, falling. Can you feel the temperature, the movement of the air, the movement of the rib cage, perhaps some movement in the shoulders? Rising, falling. Can you notice any sensations of pressure, softness, tension, relaxation? Can you notice the breath in the belly? Does your belly move? Or does it not move? How does the whole body react to the breath? The breath of life. Rising, falling. Movement, pressure, expansion, relaxing. Bringing your attention down through the centre, the core of your body, down into the bowl of your pelvis that holds all of your organs in. Can you feel the breath pressing against the bottom of your body? Can you feel how your torso sits in to the cup of your pelvis? Noticing pressure, temperature, weight. Can you feel the touch on the seat where your body touches the seat? Can you feel the touch in your thighs? Is there a difference of temperature between your thighs at the top and at the bottom? Can you feel your knees, bringing your attention down to your knees? How do you know that you have knees? What is the experience of having knees? Is there hardness, softness, temperature, cohesion? Movement, vibration. Bringing your attention down into your calves and shins, the bottom part of your legs. Are they straight up and down? Are they slightly angled? How do you know whether they're straight or angled without looking at them? Bringing your attention to the sensations in your ankles. The sensations in your heels. Feeling the touch of your foot on the bottom of your shoe. Bringing your attention down to your toes. Up across the tops of your foot. And the other foot. Bringing your attention back up your body, through your lower legs, through your knees, into your thighs. And then bringing your attention to the touch of your hands, where they're resting in your lap or on your thighs. Noticing your fingers, the palms of your hands, your wrists, Noticing your forearms. Paying attention to your elbows, upper arms, shoulders, the saddle of your shoulders, where the shoulders meet your neck. Bring your attention up your neck and into your head, up the back of your head, over the top, down your forehead, and bringing your attention to your face. Then bringing your attention down your face to your chin, down the throat, your chest, and then feeling your heart region, bringing your attention to your heart region. Bringing a feeling of loving kindness to your heart region. Bringing to mind a person you care about. Someone who's very dear to you. Someone for whom it's easy to bring up a feeling of kindness. Someone for whom it's easy, whenever you think of them, to wish, oh, may they be well. May they be happy. Feeling that loving kindness wish filling up your heart and flowing out to that person, surrounding them in a great halo of light and love. May they be well. May they be happy. May they be free from mental and physical suffering. May they be free from danger and enemies. May they take care of themselves happily and rejoice in their accomplishments. Heart overflowing with love and kindness, wishing, may this person I care about be well, happy, peaceful. Then bringing that feeling of love and kindness and directing it towards yourself. May I be well and happy. May my heart be so full of love and kindness that I'm able to give love and kindness as a gift to the world. As a gift to myself, without judgment, without strings, regardless of any of my perceived faults or failings, I can wish for myself to be well and happy. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. May I be free from mental suffering. May I be free from physical suffering. May I be free from danger and enemies. May I take care of myself happily and rejoice in my accomplishments. May my heart be full of kindness, compassion, and equanimity. May I be peaceful and calm in the face of challenges and difficulties. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. Knowing that there are people who are facing challenges and difficulties of all sorts, taking this feeling of love and kindness with compassion, sending a wish out to all of those people experiencing challenges and difficulties. May they have a peaceful and happy mind while experiencing those challenges and difficulties. May they be happy and peaceful. Where there are people who are experiencing suffering, may their suffering be diminished. May they be surrounded by love and compassion during this time of difficulty, wishing, may they be happy and peaceful, calm. May all beings be happy and peaceful and calm. May my loved ones be well and happy. May my loved ones be calm and peaceful. May their hearts be at peace with whatever is happening. May we all be able to face up to the challenges and difficulties of life with a calm and peaceful mind and heart.
May all beings be well and happy. May all beings be free from mental and physical suffering. May all beings be free from danger and enemies. May all beings take care of themselves happily and rejoice in their accomplishment. May all beings be well, happy, and peaceful. May my heart be full of loving kindness. May I be able to radiate that loving kindness out throughout my body, radiating that loving kindness through my heart and mind into my thoughts, so that my thoughts are full of loving kindness. May I be able to radiate that loving kindness into my words, so that my words are full of loving kindness. May I be able to radiate that loving kindness through my body, heart, and mind into all of my actions, so that my actions and acts are full of loving kindness. May my heart be full of compassion. May I be able to radiate that compassion out through my body, filling my heart and my mind with compassion, so that my thoughts come from a place of compassion. My words come from a place of compassion. My acts and actions come from a place of compassion. May my heart be full of joy in the good fortune of others, so that I can feel joy in other people's accomplishments and successes, so that my mind can be full of joy in their success, joy in their accomplishments. My words and actions full of joy in their accomplishments and successes. May my heart be full of equanimity, so that in the face of great suffering, I can radiate peace and calm, so that I don't add to that suffering. I add peace and calm, so that my heart and mind are full of peace and calm. My thoughts and words are full of peace and calm. My acts and actions are equanimous, peaceful, and calm. Wishing, may all beings be well and happy and free from suffering.